Franciscan saint of the day, December 29th, the servant of God, Didicus of Sinagra, confessor, third order. Didicus was born in Sicily. As a young man, he was one day making a journey when he was attacked by robbers. They kidnapped him, and when no one could be found to pay a ransom for him, they forced him under threats of death to be their servant. But he kept God before his mind, even in this terrible predicament, and never took part in the crimes committed by the bandits. When Sixtus V ascended the papal throne in 1585, he made it his first task to root out banditry in the papal states. The band to which Didicus was attached was also seized, brought to justice, and condemned to atone for its crimes by the death penalty. Didicus had been caught with the robbers, but instead of being condemned to death, he was condemned to the galleys. His quiet resignation and unchanging piety soon convinced the authorities of his innocence, and so, after an imprisonment of 18 months, they set him free. But the sad experience he had undergone made a deep impression on his soul. He resolved to quit the world and to devote the remaining days of his life only to the service of God and to the task of his salvation. He therefore entered the Third Order of St. Francis, and then withdrew to a high mountain known as Mount St. Philip. There he spent 25 years in a secluded cave, leading a very rigorous and God-pleasing life. Enriched by many virtues and glorified by many miracles, he died peacefully in the Lord in 1612. On the Dispensations of Providence. Consider how admirable are the ways of God. He permitted Didicus to become a servant of robbers and a galley slave in order to make a saint out of him. Who would have believed that Joseph, sold by his brothers and carried into Egypt, was on the way to be the first in rank after the king himself? Who could have told Job in advance, when he was robbed of his cattle, when his children were buried under the wreckage of his home, and he himself was covered all over with sores and sitting on a dunghill, that this way was leading him to greater wealth than he had previously? Truly, how incomprehensible are the judgments of God! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Romans 11:34. In humility, let us adore the ways of God and say with the apostle, "Of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory forever." Romans 11:36. Consider that sometimes the ways of God are rough and difficult, because they are ways of salvation, but they are ways of salvation nevertheless. There is much that is inordinate in all of us, and if we are to become citizens of heaven, there is still much sawing, planing, and filing to be done. There is still much that must be atoned for before we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is why the mercy of God often leads us along rough ways, so that at the end of our life he can lead us into everlasting glory. When blind Tobias sat at home, derided even by his wife, he sighed and said to the Lord, "Thou art just, O Lord, and all thy judgments are just, and all thy ways are mercy." Tobias 3:2. Do you pray in such a way? Consider that with all our wisdom, we could never find better ways to true happiness than those by which God's providence leads us. We often think that something else would be better for us, but the Lord declares to us through the prophet, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways." Isaiah 55. Hence, Thomas a Kempis admonishes us in the name of the Lord. Son, commit your cause to me always. I will dispose of it well in due season. Await my appointment, and then you shall experience greater success than if you had vehemently pursued a thing. May the grace of God give us this holy resignation and childlike confidence. Prayer of the Church. In thy bounty, O Lord, we beseech thee, pour forth into our hearts the Holy Ghost, by whose wisdom we were created, and by whose providence we are guided. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.